internalizing the fifth event. Understanding the threefold mission of the church, it is easy to see many worthy tasks in which we might be engaged. Anything relating to proclaiming the gospel, perfecting the saints, and redeeming the dead could be considered a basic initiative for the fifth event. I suggest that special attention be paid to attending to temporal matters or family concerns as an important aspect of this threefold mission. This basic level of initiative might be taken a step further by bending your whole soul in righteous living, seeking in all things to bring about a Zion society by building up the kingdom of God on the earth. This is the path to sanctification or becoming perfect like Christ. It is in this context that one of the most universal human struggles often surfaces. I refer to the tendency of almost all of us to compete and compare. In fact, I believe that there are five interlinked, metastasizing, emotional cancers common to the natural man that undermine and even destroy peace and happiness. These five cancers: criticizing, complaining, competing, comparing, and contending. Again, criticizing, complaining, competing, comparing, and contending. Even covenanted, temple-attending people sometimes compare and judge others based on callings or family size or worldly achievements. Christ's own disciples, who knew his nature and his generosity, who understood the blessings promised to them through the gospel, fought for the primary position of leadership, as if occupying the seat on Christ's right hand would make that disciple more important. Bending our whole souls in righteous living to overcome such worldly tendencies is hard work. It is uncomfortable to examine ourselves for weaknesses that have been a source of comfort and a sense of superiority. Most of us prefer to look outside ourselves for the roots of our problems. We blame, complain, and criticize others' behaviors, ideas, or systems in an attempt to fix what may really be a problem rooted deep within ourselves. Perhaps we do not realize just how deeply embedded these feelings are until we reveal ourselves in a moment of pressure. C.S. Lewis described his feelings about this in the following way. When I come to my evening prayers and try to reckon up the sins of the day, 9 times out of 10, the most obvious one is some sin against charity. I have sulked, or snapped, or sneered, or snubbed, or stormed. And the excuse that immediately springs to mind is that the provocation was so sudden or unexpected, I was caught off my guard. I had not time to collect myself. Surely what a man does when he is taken off his guard is the best evidence for what sort of man he is. Surely what pops out before the man has time to put on a disguise is the truth. If there are rats in the cellar, you are most likely to see them if you go in very suddenly. But the suddenness does not create rats. It only prevents them from hiding. In the same way, the suddenness of provocation does not make me an ill-tempered man. It only shows me what an ill-tempered man I am. That's the end of the quote by C.S. Lewis. How do we overcome these tendencies to sin against charity? The power of choice is the key. Through our human endowments of self-awareness and conscience, we become conscious of areas of weakness, areas for improvement, areas of talents, areas that need to be changed or eliminated from our lives. By these endowments, we also become conscious of Christ and his powers. Then, as we recognize and use our imagination and independent will to act on that awareness, making promises, making covenants, and even setting goals and being true to them, we gradually build the strength of Christ's nature and character into our being. This is perhaps what it means to bend our whole souls in righteous living. This is the key to building the kingdom of God on the earth and becoming a Zion people. The levels of initiative for this chapter are, at the basic level, the personal initiatives: give honest, diligent service in prayerfully seeking referrals, attending to temple matters, and worshiping in the temple. At the advanced level, the enlarging service initiatives surround seeing all things as a stewardship. Bend your whole soul in righteous living, in establishing Zion, becoming perfect like Christ.